Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's little Van Halen bringing us in. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good friend Ruth Sherman back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And as you might imagine, she is an expert on speech and interpersonal communications, internationally recognized as one of the world's authorities on that topic. And she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I know one of the things you have on your mind today are some of the things that all of us can learn by watching the presidential candidates. Maybe not just the presidential candidates, because we got a lot of folks that are going to be running for office this year, don't we?
We sure do, Jim. And, you know, politicians are wonderful to watch. I think this year, this presidential election season has been a particular, I don't know, I call it the smorgasbord of endless delights.
Well, you know, I said in December, that this is going to be the most interesting political year in anybody currently living in their lifetime, I believe.
Yeah, and you are right about that. You are right about that. Boy,
I've never
I'll
seen anything
you.
Like it before, and I talked to my political operatives, and they've never seen anything like this before.
It's amazing, isn't it, Jim? I mean, and I think what the most interesting thing is that there is so much that businesses and business owners can learn from watching them.
Yeah.
I think there's just a tremendous amount that we can take away.
Well, I want to talk about some of those, but let me stick something in here before you do that I learned this week. One of our friends, Bill Brandt, is a Clinton supporter, a Clinton, he's an advisor to the campaign, I guess, and he's been involved with Democrat politics a long time. He was on my show earlier in the week. He's also a management expert, mm-hmm. And he said that the reason Clinton got beat by Obama was because his organization. Mm-hmm. Was a 21st century organization using the 21st century nuances and dynamics of politics and technology and demographics. And the Clintons was more of a 20th century organization, and that's the reason she got beat.
I think that that's probably...
How about that?
I think it's partially true. I think there are other things going on there. You and I spoke months ago when the campaign was just starting about the whole communications strategy, which may have been, connected with Bill Brandt's 20th versus 21st century mm-hmm. Assessment. You know, I got to be careful. I don't do strategy. He's a strategist. I'm a communications expert.
Well, I don't either. But the thing I got from him is something I've been telling my audience for a long time. That I think we can learn from this, and that is, I tell my audience, I don't care if you still sell stuff that you sold in the 20th century, you better be selling it in a 21st century way.
Absolutely. I think
that's my point.
Exactly, and I agree with you 100%. And anytime you get behind the eight ball on that kind of a thing, you're going to suffer because the competition's always going to step up.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
No, you know? We're not.
Yeah.
I'm not, and you're not.
So tell us some of the things you think we can learn.
Well, you know, if you look at a political campaign in terms of the communications, there are about four slices of the pie, so to speak. The first slice is the most obvious, which is how the campaigns, how the candidates speak in public, how they deliver speeches. Mm-hmm. The second piece of the pie is their slogans and their messages. So slogans mm-hmm. and messages, and then connected with that is their discipline in terms of their messages, message discipline. Mm-hmm. The third piece is their public story, their narrative. Who are they? What does the public know about them? What do they, and does it resonate? right. And the fifth piece, and this is where the 21st century stuff comes in, Jim, is the interpersonal stuff, the interpersonal skills, the whistle stop. Every time a candidate goes into a small business or a diner, you're being covered. It's 24/7. The scrutiny is unrelenting and heavier than it's ever been. So
we live on YouTube Earth, don't we?
We sure do. So everybody's got a cell phone with a video camera installed. The simplest cell phones have video capabilities. So these candidates have to be on their toes constantly. It's impossible. They're going to make mistakes.
That's exactly right. Which makes me, with that one issue you just brought up, makes me think that this is another reason why, you know, the best and the brightest won't go into politics anymore.
Well, that's been a fear of mine for many years, and it's just been exacerbated. It's like, who would want to put themselves through this?
Yeah.
It's difficult. Yeah. However, you know, look, there are people who will do it, brilliant and capable people, who will go forth and be brave enough to weather this. Going to become president. One of these two men is going to be president.
That's right.
So,
that's right. Let's talk about the first topic that you brought up, and talk about what you and I can learn from them on these things.
Absolutely. Well, if we look, of course, at Barack Obama, what we can say about him is that he has attained a level of mastery over the big arena-type speeches. The arena-type speeches where he's reading off a teleprompter, where he's got a speech that's written in his voice. I don't know whether he does the writing or tweaking, but he's got simpatico going on with his speechwriter.
He pulls it off one way or the other, right?
He sure does pull it off. What does he do? His voice is very powerful. It projects, Jim. You're a voice person, so you know about...
It's got gravitas, doesn't it?
It's got gravitas, and he knows how to project, which is really not shouting. It's increasing the level of power.
There's something about a man. There's something about a man who doesn't look like a he-man, but he sounds like a he-man.
He does.
Do you buy that?
He learned that lesson very well early on, and he practices it. So, and the other thing that he does that I think is really interesting is that he pauses. He pauses, and he allows his audience to digest what he said and ride the crest of the wave with him.
And the pause thing can be dangerous if you pause too long. Because if you pause too long, it makes you look like you're feeding your ego. You've got to know how long to pause, don't you?
You absolutely do. And the way he does it, tells his audience that he knows how to read the room.
He's perfect on that.
He does that really well.
He
does that really well.
And that's not something McCain is as good at, is he?
No, McCain needs work on that. And in fact, I was quoted in the San Francisco Chronicle on a cover story on Monday. And what I said about McCain was that his speeches are beautifully written. They're beautifully written on paper, Jim, but not for the ear.
I wonder, though, if that's not kind of the type of thing that could become endearing in a way. We'll talk about this when we come back after these messages. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ruth Sherman. I was a dandy. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry to get to either one of those. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Lots of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget, AskJim.biz is where you get small business answers now, and SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is where you can get the show and all the other things. We're visiting with our good friend Ruth Sherman. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Ruth, give us your website and tell us where your book is.
Thanks, Jim. It is www.ruthsherman.com, and people can contact me directly at ruth@ruthsherman.com if they want a signed copy of my book with a discount off the cover price.
There you go. I like that. We like those autographed copies and the discount. Thank you for the discount.
You're
Get them
welcome.
To see it your way right away. How to persuade anyone of anything, and Ruth can help you with that, folks. And small business owners, most of us can use a little bit of coaching, maybe a lot of coaching in this area. And so Ruth and I are talking about what you and I can learn from the candidates. And one of the things that can happen, you were talking about in the big forum how Obama is great at it, and I admit that I completely agree with you, and McCain is not so great at it. But over time, when we're not just listening to a speech of somebody we're never going to see again, we're listening to it over and over again, and we're considering this person to lead our country. Over time, I wonder if Americans don't actually warm up to the guy who isn't as slick. What do you think?
Well, it depends on the level of slickness, and I do think that McCain has such difficulty connecting when he's doing these kinds of speeches. Now, McCain is very sharp, and he's very good in a debate. So we haven't
We haven't seen that, have we? That'll be interesting.
Right.
Do you think that there'll be that the audience will have a will make judgments based because of the, you know, Obama is young and handsome and ramrod straight, and McCain is older, and you know he's like me, you know, he's got a few years on him and a lot of miles and a lot of tough times that show up. Is the audience gonna judge them, the two of them, that way?
That depends on whether they value precocious talent or mastery.
Yeah.
That depends on whether they value one of those two
things. Tell us the difference. What are
well, precocious talent is, I would classify Obama, somebody who comes in, is paradigm-busting, and, you know, suddenly he bursts on the scene and he's fast-tracked, right?
Yep.
Or mastery, which is somebody who works at it year after year after year until they attain a level of expertise and knowledge that's really difficult to
And
to
whether challenge. whether you like him or not, you know that this is really the way this person is.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I right now, I think in the 21st century, Jim, we're looking a lot at precocious talent selection.
Yeah.
So that's what I see.
Well, there are more and more precocious people in the electorate these days.
There are. And the way we measure talent lends itself, and it's biased toward precocity, as they say, and not toward mastery, which is very unfortunate because we're going to miss out on a lot of very high-value stuff, and this is something that I think that business people can take away, too. How do you hire people? Who do you hire? Do you hire the people who get the 800s on the SATs? Because those are not the only skills that are important.
I was in a meeting one time where some people were doing business, making a presentation. They'd been doing business a long time, and the father brought the son in to make the presentation to the old customer, you know, and the son got up and he was very precocious and did all the stuff you were talking about and just really wowed everybody with his presentation. And finally, at the end, the old customer looked over to the father and said, "George, do you think this is something I should do?" And George said, "Yeah, Bill, I think it is." He said, "Okay, let's do it." You know, there was something about that relationship, you know, that long-term relationship. And, you know, not that the young man didn't do a good job, but you know, you got to make sure you know who your audience is too, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And that's a mistake a lot of people make, you know, and whether you're going into a one-on-one or you're in a meeting with clients or you're pitching clients or you're standing up there trying to get votes from citizens, you got to know the audience very
Are these, key. Do these candidates have to do that? Do they have to, as they move from whistle stop to oratory speeches to debates, do they have to shift gears? Do they have to have different gears for each one of those?
They sure do. It's a completely different gear in each case, as you mentioned. And one of the things I've noticed about Obama is that he's not as comfortable in the smaller venues as he is in the big ones, whereas McCain is much more comfortable in those whistle stop. You know, he stops into a diner, you know, hanging out with the employees.
McCain
with
likes to be self-effacing, doesn't he? And that works well in the smaller group, doesn't it?
It sure does. He's quieter in a way.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a quiet man. This is not what I mean to imply. But he's got a quieter way about him in these more relaxed, perhaps. More relaxed, but still very much on target when it comes
but
to
is
relating.
But isn't that attractive to people?
Very attractive. I think it's one of the reasons that Hillary Clinton in the last 3 months came back, you know, did well.
And folks, we're not talking politics. We're talking about the ability to come across and to realize who's around you, and that's the essence of this conversation.
That's right. We leave politics outside the door in these conversations.
And what you can learn, Ruth. We're coming up on the end of our time, but there's a whole lot of stuff coming up over the next few months. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going with regard to the ability to come across and what we can learn from that?
I would love to, Jim. Thanks so much.
Let's do it on a regular basis. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth, give us your website again, please.
It's www.ruthsherman.com.
Get them to see it your way right away. That's her book. Don't forget to ask for the discount and the autographed copy. There you go.
Send me an email, ruth@ruthsherman.com. I'll send you a signed book with a discount.
Thanks. Thanks, Ruth. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.